Hi, Andy. This is Nunziata Rochella. I did get your message from Wednesday, your email. So does that mean I should let them know there's only one employee? I think that's why that woman, I can't remember her name, was calling my bookkeeper. And the building's actually mine. I own it. I do have a rental agreement. So I think I still need insurance, obviously, I think. So if you can call me, that's fine, or if you prefer emailing, that's fine as well. I will go ahead and pay the part of this bill. Thank you for your time. It is Monday, I guess lunchtime, like 1:42. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Race was the one who took Brigida to the doctors that day she was transferred to the hospital. To Brigida, that was an act of an innocent man. She also remembers how Race cared for her as she fell ill.
Yeah, he was getting more and more sick. Did he show any concern about remaining free? Was that part of his way of taking care of you?
That was his way of taking care of me. When I started staying home, he would bring me breakfast sandwiches in bed. He would make sure that I had food.
And you're thinking, wow, he's showing a side. He's taking care of me.
Yeah, he's taking care of me. He really loves me. He really cares about what happens at this point.
But Brigida also told the detectives something else about her husband. It turned out Race had a very strange hobby, collecting the types of plant seeds that are used to make poison.
And when you hear that, are alarm bells going off?
Absolutely. This isn't a normal amateur hobby to have. So obviously it was very concerning for us.
16 days into Brigida's stay at the hospital, detectives had enough evidence to get a search warrant for the Udo home. Race was there to greet them.
He was wearing these dark sunglasses. No reason for anyone to wear sunglasses, especially inside your residence.
He was fidgety, but seemingly tense.
He imaged your phone. Is there anything in your search history that is going to become any concern to us? And he said, no, not at all. By the way, I had recently erased the whole search history of all my electronic devices.
That made the detectives even more suspicious.
For racketeering, I might believe it.
Now he is suing them back, but for a totally different thing. On a 2022 episode of The Kardashians, Jay says,
these people keep saying they have a tape. What if I was bleeding instead of I don't know.
She using legal proceedings against her, and she got settled. In that settlement, he agreed that Kim would never talk about the sex tape again. No, it was racist. But he says just a few years later, also on the show, they started talking again about it.
That's why he's suing.
Rachel